Давай.
Okay, Parshas Truma. The word Truma, which means contribution, appears three times at the beginning of this week's Torah reading. First it says, take a contribution for me. Then it says, you shall take my contribution from every person whose heart is so moved. And then it says, this is the contribution that you shall take from them, gold, silver, and copper. Talmud explains that these three terumas include, in other words, the Torah says the word teruma because it teaches us that there were three donations that were taken. One was a half shekel that every person was required to give, from which the sockets are the beams and the pieces, the parts in the bottom that hold up the pillars that hold up the whole Mishkan. So you have the Mishkan built, they're built on pillars, and the pillars have like these sockets that hold it up. Think of it like foundations.
And they're made out of metal.
And they're made out of the money that was received through the half shekel contribution that everybody gave. Machtza shekel. Wow. Second half shekel contribution required every man for the altar, the purchase of coming offerings. Second one was for the karbanis, the offerings. And C, contribution for the construction of the sanctuary and its implements that was given voluntarily by old Yidden, by old Jews. There was a third truma, which was that everyone gave how much they wanted on their own. Now, there was a distinction between these contributions. The contributions used for the sacrificial service and the sockets were a standard amount, a half shekel per man, each one giving the same sum. By contrast, the contribution from the sanctuary and its implements had no predetermined amount. Instead, contributions varied. Every person gave as much as he or she wished to contribute. This requires explanations. Why were the contributions for the sacrifices and the sockets, next page, different from the contributions for the other articles necessary for the construction of the sanctuary? Okay, look. Now from there. There is the temple that's built. In a temple, the most important part is the altar, the mizbeach, on which the karbanis, the offerings, are sacrificed. So now look at this. Every person gives twice a half a shekel coin. So there's a equal tax that every Jew needs to give that goes towards creating the sackets, the foundation of the temple, and towards the offerings, the animals that get sacrificed. But then, for everything else that they needed, the gold, the silver, everything they needed for the whole entire Mishkan, that everyone gave how much they wanted. Says the Rebbe, why? Why for the sockets, everyone gives the same amount? For the karbanis, the actual animals, everyone gives the same amount? But the construction of the rest of the temple, everyone gives different amounts. Whatever you want to give, it's whatever you want to give. It's a voluntary contribution. You're supposed to give, but whatever you want to give. You can give $100, you can give $1 million, you can give gold, you can give money, whatever you want. Why? That's the question. Now the Rebbe answers. The reason why the contributions for the communal sacrifices were set at half a shekel, same for everyone, is understandable. These contributions were meant to atone for your souls. So Rashi comments, this phrase refers to the contributions used to purchase communal offerings, since the sacrificial offerings are brought for atonement. More practically, the sacrificial offerings were intended to bring about an atonement for the sin of the golden calf, as stated in the Talmud, Yerushalmi, and the Midrash. Now, the sin of the golden calf was a collective sin, affecting not only those who participated in it, but also the tribe of Levi who did not participate in the sin. And even Moshe, our teacher, who at the time of the sin was on Mount Sinai, far from the immediate vicinity of the sinners, in other words, he could not even be considered as one who was able to protest against the sin and possibly prevent it. Nevertheless, the sins affected him as well, as reflected in the directive Hashem gave him afterwards, go descend. Interpreted by our sages as meaning descend from your greatness. The sin of the golden calf constituted a failure on the part of the entire Jewish people, affecting their perfection as a collective entity, creating a blemish for the people as a whole. Therefore, the rectification and atonement for it also has to be brought about through a collective act, required everyone to give equally, as appropriate for a matter that affected all the Jewish people. Since the sin of the golden calf affected the Jews as a collective, creating a blemish that impacted the people as a whole, the rectification, atonement for it also needs to come through a collective endeavor. Everyone has to give equally because it influenced the Jewish people as a whole. Understand? So that answers one thing. Why does everyone give the same amount? that equal tax for the karbonis sacrifice, because that's an atonement for the sin of the golden calf. We all are affected equally by it, therefore we all have to give equally as well.